playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Ozmade. It's Matty Garwood and Sydney band Lime Cordial. They're absolutely taking everyone by storm, and we are so excited for July 10. 14 steps to a better you. We are going to find out how to do it with a hotly anticipated second LP. It's got a brand new single as well with On Our Own. I'm catching up with Ollie tonight from Lime Cordial. Ollie, thanks so much for taking the time out for Ozmade.
Man, thanks for having me.
It's awesome, and we are so excited. How about you boys thinking about July the 10th?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I guess for every artist that's about to release an album, It feels like it's been a long time coming, but we're just keen to get it out and hopefully touring picks up straight up soon after that anyway, and we'll be down to see you guys and stuff.
So with COVID happening at the moment, was there any kind of talk or thought into pushing this back a bit like some other artists have done, like Amy Shark and stuff?
There has been a little bit of talk, not too much though. Mm-hmm. I think our management and label just know how we'd react if they said, oh, we're going to push it back 6 months. we just wanted to get it out. I don't feel like that makes much sense either.
Sure.
You know, I feel like people are listening to music more than ever, and the main thing is we're not able to know what we're doing tour-wise around the album, but people still need music, and no one wants to be listening to the same music for 6 months, so...
No.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, and there's more people out there that are maybe even walking to work or just going for walks when they don't have any work, taking the dog out, being able to put the headphones on and listen to more music.
Yeah, you got to be a bit creative. You know, when you've got an album coming out and you normally play to a few thousand people here and there to let everyone know, you got to be creative with the online stuff to let people know and try not to just do bedroom acoustic performances like every other person out there.
Yeah. And that's one thing as well with one of the lead singles from it, which we'll play tonight, On Our Own. It's actually got lyrics that kind of fit in with everything that's going on anyway.
It was a bit of a fluke. Yeah, that was another thing as well. I guess that was always going to be our next single, and it just felt more topical than ever.
And how did it kind of come about?
That song is about a relationship in three parts, and being on your own and feeling like you're on your own throughout that relationship. So that was another reason why we just didn't want to push it back, because it's just worked.
Did you have to push anything back when it came to being creative? It's almost a bigger thing for you guys with your visuals that you chuck out there as it is with your music.
Yeah, and shooting the music video for that song was pretty challenging.
Mm-hmm.
We had an idea that was similar to that, but a bit bigger.
Yep.
And we sort of cancelled it and freaked out and thought we didn't have anything to release. But in the end, I think it was kind of cool. It was just simple in a studio. And that's sort of what this whole lockdown thing has done for a lot of artists. It's just like made you do something a little bit different.
Mm.
We're not normally the biggest fan of doing acoustic sessions around the house. But now that there's not really another option, we're sort of enjoying it. And I'm sort of getting better at doing that as well.
And I think that's one thing that you're going to learn, because you've got such a strong relationship with Jack Shepherd, who's working with you on your videos, that he's going to be able to do that because you've got the relationship there.
Exactly. You know, and we're not too worried because he's becoming a bit more of a band member and just kind of knows what we take his direction a lot. So that's quite nice.
So with 14 Steps to a Better You, is it like Tony Robbins is going to be in my ear holes and I'm just going to like be a better person?
Yeah, it's a massive contradiction, just like Tony Robbins is. You know, we're just taking the piss and taking your money and trying to tell you what to do and making you feel good about it. You know, everyone is hypocritical in their own way. Everyone is a contradiction, and a lot of our songs are. And I think that the parody of it being a self-help tape, it just kind of worked. And each song was about a different situation. Some of them are a bit more political in a way. Permanent Vacation, our last album, the main message there was don't try and do what everyone else is pressuring you to do. We get that a lot as a band. But this next album moves on from there a little bit, and it's saying you can do whatever the hell you want, but just do something good.
And you guys are creative not only with your music and your film clips, but with your actual shows and stuff. Are we still looking to try and sneak some stuff in before the end of the year? We all know that Splendor's been proposed for the 23 to 25 of October. What about Lime Cordial? Because I was hearing that you might be doing like massively world tour-y kind of things.
Well, a lot of the overseas stuff has been, you know, either cancelled or postponed.
Yeah.
But we're mainly looking at Australia at the moment and waiting to see, because it feels like that's going to be the first thing that happens. And it's interesting looking at our diary, because we have a whole bunch of different tours penciled in. We've got different options and we're just waiting to see which green button we can press.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting though, mate. Really exciting, not only to have new singles and the LP coming out as well, but to have those options to get you guys back on the stages.
Yeah, I think, you know, even if it's a bunch of 50 capacity venues, I think we'll end up doing it. We're missing it too much.
Awesome, mate. Well, we are loving it. I can't wait to play it. I'm going to play it right now, actually. So, Ollie from Lime Cordial, thank you so much for taking the time out and having a bit of a chat to us on Ozmade.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. This is Ollie from Lime Cordial, and this is our new song, On Our Own.